Well, U.S. officials have been sounding alarms about potential Russian cyber attacks, but what could these look like and when will they happen? For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Josephine Wolf, Assistant Professor of Cybersecurity Policy at Tufts University. Thank you so much for joining us. Is there any way to predict what Russia's move could be against the U.S.?
Well, I think the best way to try and predict that is to look at what they've done sort of over the course of the past few years, targeting cyber networks and computer infrastructure in other countries, often in Ukraine, though rarely sort of in United States critical infrastructure. And some of the sort of hints we could draw there are around targeting energy infrastructure, targeting the financial sector, using wiper malware to delete data, so that's very difficult to keep critical infrastructure systems up and running. And we even have some indications that they've tried some of this sort of stuff in just the past few weeks directed at Ukraine, but haven't been successful yet.
And we would know if they tried it on us, though, right? It would be disruptive enough. We would notice it. It's not that they've been trying it on us and it hasn't caught yet.
Well, it's an interesting question because, of course, if they're successful, then we definitely know, and everybody's aware if they, you know, can't log into their bank or can't get access to their energy company's online portals. I think there's a tricky question, and you see the U.S. government navigating it right now, of how you know if they're trying and failing to penetrate these networks. And one of the things that both the U.S. and Ukraine have been pretty vocal about over the past month or so is saying, you know, we really are fending off attacks. Just because you haven't seen anything doesn't mean you shouldn't be worried, doesn't mean you shouldn't be investing in defense. We're seeing kind of constant attempts. And so far, we've been successful at sort of rebuffing them, but that doesn't mean anybody should get comfortable or complacent.
Right. And then the hard thing would be if a big attack were to happen here, what the president's and what U.S.'s response should be without really escalating it further. What do you think the right move there would be?
I think that's going to depend a lot on what the attack looks like. So what we've seen in the past from Russia, we've seen some attacks on Ukrainian electric grid infrastructure. We've seen some attempts at that just recently, though nothing as successful as what we saw in 2015 or 2016. I think if you saw that in the U.S., a successful cyber attack directed at the U.S. power grid, you would expect to see some really sort of pretty significant retaliation potentially in the cyber domain from the United States directed at Russia, because that would be viewed as a really aggressive attack on U.S. critical infrastructure. On the other hand, we've also seen more recently in 2017 attacks like NotPetya, which really just kind of wiped the data off of a bunch of corporate networks, things like Merck, the pharmaceutical company, or Mondelez, the multinational food company. And those were attacks that the U.S. sort of strongly condemned and said very publicly, this was Russia and this was a, you know, dastardly thing to do, but didn't actually take any active offensive cyber steps to retaliate against.
Well, I was interested to see that the U.S., one of the tactics could be to actually go and target the hackers and go in and shut down Russian hackers. If we have that capability, it makes me wonder why we can't do it yet. I mean, obviously, we don't want to start something, but that's a really strong capability to have.
Yeah, and we have seen the U.S. do that a little bit in the past. There were stories a couple of years ago around the elections of the U.S. taking some of the sort of Russian hacker farms offline during election days to try and mitigate some of their operations. I think the challenge is sort of figuring out, first of all, do you know exactly where a particular intrusion is going to come from? Do you know which servers it's going to originate from? And then timing it so that it's not easy for the attackers to just kind of switch over and use a different set of computers, right? So just because you can take some devices offline, you don't want to do that so far in advance that people realize, oh, these are vulnerable, we should get some new machines in here. So you have to time it pretty carefully to sort of when it will be most disruptive.
Yeah, it's a really delicate dance. Thank you so much for your expertise, Josephine Wolf, Assistant Professor of Cybersecurity Policy at Tufts University.